When President Barack Obama announced his executive order tightening rules on gun sales last week, he called on local governments around the country to step up.
All of us need to demand governors and legislators and businesses do their part to make our communities safer.
And Oakland is heeding that call. In a city with one of the highest rates of violent crime in the nation, local politicians are preparing to pass legislation that they hope will both protect their citizens and set a national precedent. KALW's Jeremy Dalmas reports.
Next Tuesday, the Oakland City Council will take their second and final vote on legislation to address gun violence. The first vote took place last week at the council's first meeting of the year.
All in favor? Any opposed? Any abstention? Noting none, that is an 8-0 vote.
They ended the meeting on a personal note.
This meeting will be adjourned in the memories of Dave Hindu Henderson, Dr. Francis Cross Welsing, and Torian Hughes.
Torian Hughes was the grandson of Council President Lynette Gibson McElhaney. He was shot and killed last month in an attempted robbery in West Oakland. Her colleague, Councilmember Annie Campbell Washington, helped write the three gun ordinances that the city is considering in the wake of his death and the gun homicides of 76 other people last year alone. Despite recent high-profile local and national shootings, she says this legislation has been in the works for months.
And what I've said about that is it really does not matter what day you bring forward gun legislation here in our country. It's always going to be on the heels of some terrible gun death because we have an awful crisis in our country around guns.
The first new law is about security.
You will either, when you're in your residence, need to have that gun on you, on your person, or it should have a trigger lock or be in a gun locker.
The second law would require firearms in cars to be secured. According to the Oakland Police Department, around 300 firearms were stolen from vehicles between 2014 and 2015. The third law would make it illegal to have magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition.
No one needs a large capacity magazine in order to, for self-defense.
The new ordinances wouldn't affect law enforcement. But Councilmember Campbell Washington is working on separate legislation that would require local police to store their firearms safely in their vehicles. She wants the city's laws to be comprehensive.
And the more cities that take this action helps states then move on that legislation. And what I am hoping is that eventually it will turn into real action that everyone is clamoring for at the federal level.
Los Angeles has already passed similar legislation to Oakland, and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is hoping to put a gun control measure on the 2016 state ballot. But there's been some pushback. LA was sued by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the official state branch of the NRA. Oakland's bill isn't even finalized yet, and the NRA has already sent a letter to the city threatening to sue. When I asked the NRA's lawyers for comment, they emailed a statement saying, in part, that, quote, "Until our society is willing to address the complex problems of violent culture instead of repurposing well-worn panaceas, we will be left with little more than politicians pandering for votes on the backs of tragic events."
I just plainly say that we do not allow the NRA to dictate our public policy here in Oakland.
Annie Campbell Washington expected the NRA's lawsuit, but she says that won't stop Oakland from moving forward. The council's final vote will be on January 19th, and the ordinances are expected to pass unanimously. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas in Oakland.